miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Just underway in the Twin Cities. No score, Brewers and Twins. Aaron Civale getting ready to make his third start in a Brewers uniform. Facing a Twins lineup that is sans Carlos Correa, which is, of course, a very big bat in this lineup. And thus he gets Willy Castro, who is the shortstop in his absence, and leads off for the Twins. And the first pitch from Civale misses down and away. It's 1-0. In there with a strike on a cut fastball. And it's 1-1 now on Castro, hitting 264, 7 home runs and 30 driven in. No Royce Lewis as well for the Twins. Also Jose Miranda. This ball's hit pretty well out to right. Racing back is Frelick onto the edge of the warning track. It'll bounce off the wall. Frelick plays it on a couple of hops. Castro turning second. He's headed for third. Adames with a relay throw, and they didn't get him. Oh, it looked like the throw beat him, but he must have swum around the tag applied by Joey Ortiz. Frelick got to it pretty quickly. Got a good relay throw to Adames. The Brewers are waiting to see if they want a challenge, and they want a challenge in the bottom of the first, which means they feel pretty confident this is going to go their way. If he got the tag on him at all, he's out. It was not a great slide from Castro. Did he get the tag on him is going to be the question.
Milwaukee is challenging the safe call at third base.
There is Jim Wolf, your crew chief, letting you know. And this is close. The tag beat him, but did he make contact on the tag? It is really close whether or not there was any contact between the glove of Ortiz and Castro. It looks like he almost missed that left shoulder, but there might have been at least some contact, and it doesn't have to be a lot. Even if he grazes him, he should be out here. I think this is an out, but I never feel overly confident when these things go back to New York. Replays brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order today and pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com. What do you think, Josh?
I think he tagged him, and I think it should be an out, but I agree with you. I'm not sure they're going to say there was enough conclusive evidence to overturn the call.
It is just so close. Castro went in almost like he was diving into the water. His hands were behind him as he went into his belly flop slide, and so he wasn't able to reach for the bag.
After review, ball is out.
There you go. I'm telling you, it was a razor-thin margin of whether or not he made contact or not, but it did look like there was at least a graze of the glove on that left shoulder. or up around the neck of Castro, and they saw it the same way in New York, and the Brewers use a great challenge in the first inning, and they take extra bases off the board for the Twins.
And let's just pay homage to that relay there from Frelick to Adames to Ortiz. Lingia cannot execute that any better.
9-6-5, one out, and here's Trevor Larnach. First pitch to the DH. Missed outside. It's 1-0. And doesn't that help you settle in a little bit if you're Aaron Civale? Give up a ball off the wall in right. And no trouble at all as the base is empty and one away. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss at a two-seam fastball off the plate. It's 1-1. Well, we had a great one last night between these two teams, and already some excitement in this one, and we're only in the bottom of the first. Civale out of the windup. The 1-1 pitch is chopped foul over by the first base dugout. It's 1-2. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Target Field. The 1-2 pitch, able to check on a curveball down low for Trevor Larnach, and it's 2-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Brewers and Twins. Game two of this two-game series. 2-2 pitch from Civale. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by him at 94. And it's an ortho ASAP strikeout of Larnach. And there are two outs, and Byron Buxton coming to the plate. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So here's Buxton, who had his eight-game hitting streak snapped last night. And a broken bat, ground ball to second base. Played by Terang, easy throw to first, and a 1-2-3 unconventionally for Aaron Civale in the bottom of the first. We head to the second, 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. You've got the time. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
Correction, Daryl. It's just less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Score as we go to the second inning. Brewers and Twins. Sal Frelick hitting cleanup today for the crew. Cleanup any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. First pitch from Joe Ryan to Frelick is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Your umpires today at first base, Ryan Blakeney, Jim Wolf, the crew chief at second base. Charlie Ramos is at third base as Frelick takes outside, and it's 1-1. And Sean Barber has home plate. 1-1 pitch. Frelick, a sharply hit ground ball backhanded by the first baseman Santana. He will feed Ryan, who beats Frelick to the bag by a step for the first out. Looked like that might get interesting for a moment. But again, Santana, a very good defensive first baseman and a very good feed to Ryan, who had hustled over there to cover first base. One away for Reese Hoskins. Ryan's first offering. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That was a good one. And it's 0-1. Snuck that in the front door on Reese. And he flinched at it, but just couldn't offer at it. Now a half-hearted swing and a miss on a breaking ball off the plate that time. And Reese doesn't look like he's seeing the ball out of the hands of Joe Ryan so well through the first two pitches. It's 0-2. Ryan's been very aggressive. He's come right after these Brewers hitters. There's a big breaking ball down and away. And it's 1-2. He's been working ahead in the count. The Brewers hitters so far in this game. Ryan brings home the 1-2 pitch, and Reese holds off on a splitter that missed outside. It's even at 2 apiece. Here's the 2-2 to Reese. And he missed inside, and Hoskins has battled back and worked the count full at 3-2. Brewers have had some lengthy at-bats against Ryan. Contreras had the one pitch ground ball out to second base. Everybody else has worked the count deep. Swing, and I think getting a piece of it is Hoskins. So Reese stays alive. I think he's trying to get confirmation from Sean Barber that that was the case, but it was. He just got a piece of it and fouled it down into the dirt, and it was not squeezed by Vasquez. Actually went right off the chest protector of Vasquez after Hoskins fouled it. Three balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on here. Top of the second inning. Ryan working from the windup. The 3-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side, but foul. And the at-bat continues. Brewers and Twins, game two of the so-called second half of the season. Game number 99 for the 2024 campaign for the crew. Hard to believe tomorrow in Chicago will be game number 100. Season has flown along, and of course it's been a blast. This is a fun team with a ton of fight, and you saw that again last night in a 12-inning victory over the Twins. Now Hoskins, tired of waiting, will call for time. Hoskins back in there. Ryan out of the windup. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased a fastball off the plate. Hoskins strikes out. That's the second strikeout for Ryan here today. And there's two down for Joey Ortiz. Well, a thick, juicy Usinger brat. That would taste pretty good right about now. A little late lunch. Nearing 1:15 in the afternoon. But good brat weather here in Minneapolis. First pitch to Ortiz, misses low and away, 1-0. Do you know what constitutes great brat weather?
There's no bad brat weather.
There's some hard and fast rules to it. 1-0 pitch, misses low, 2 balls and no strikes, and yes, you are correct. Weather constitutes great brat weather.
I was going to say sun out, sun down, rain, sun,
windy.
Shine. Yeah.
Ortiz takes a strike, and it's 2-1. Of course, it's even better when you've got a little Pine River cheese spread to go with it. All those tasty spreads like the Asiago cheese, the Swiss almond, garden vegetable. 2-1. And Ortiz took a high strike, the top of the zone at 94 with a fastball. It's 2-2. And then that fresh taste of Cedar Crest ice cream and custard, as good as it gets. Here's the 2-2. And Ortiz chased a sweeper down and away, and he strikes out to end the inning. Three strikeouts now for Ryan. And he works 1-2-3 through the crew in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of two, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Haribo. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Haribo candy with your Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Haribo. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Haribo, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
As we go to the bottom of the second inning here in Minneapolis, Max Kepler, Carlos Santana, Brooks Lee scheduled a hit against Aaron Civale. Kepler 1-for-5 in last night's game. Civale's first pitch misses high, it's 1-0. Kepler hitting 255, six home runs, and 32 driven in. Guy that, when right, has a lot of power, a lot of left-handed power from Kepler. He pops this one up foul and back behind home plate out of play. It's 1-1. Brewers defensively behind Civale. Churio, who made that dazzling catch to end the game last night in the 12th inning and left. Mitchell in center, Friedlich in right. 1-1. And a called strike on the outside edge of the curveball. It's 1-2. Ortiz, a fabulous third baseman. Adames at short, Terang at second. Hoskins, the first baseman. And Eric Haas does the catching of Aaron Civale. 1-2 pitch. Missed up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Something that was mentioned before the game today, and you sleep on this a little bit because it's easy to forget that Eric Haas spent some time with Cleveland at the end of last season. Two twos up and away, three balls and two strikes. Think of Eric Haas, you just think of the Detroit Tigers, and you forget that he did spend a couple months at the end of the year last year with Cleveland, and he caught Aaron Civale a few times. So there's some chemistry and some history between these two that make up the battery for Milwaukee here this afternoon. Three balls and two strikes on Kepler. Civale out of the windup, and he missed his location up and away with a breaking ball, and he will walk Max Kepler to start up the second inning. So leadoff man reaches for the Twins, and here's Carlos Santana, the almost hero of last night's game for the Twins. Tied it with a two-run home run in the bottom of the 11th inning last night. But the Brewers put that five spot up in the top of the 12th and went on to win it 8-4. And Santana takes a first pitch strike on a two-seam fastball at 92. Haas setting up inside, and the 0-1 pitch came up and in with a cutter. It's one ball and one strike. Santana having a very nice season. 244 average, but 14 home runs and 43 driven in to go along with that great defense over at first base. 1-1. Chopper foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. When we were in the midst of the rain delay, didn't look like we were going to have this kind of a crowd. There's nobody sitting out in the rain, but can't imagine how packed the concourses must have been, because there aren't many empty seats in this stadium this afternoon. This is not the crowd that we had last night, which was the largest regular season crowd in the history of Target Field. 41,600 and change. 1-2. Missed outside. It's two balls and two strikes. But this is a good 38,000, probably somewhere in that range, here today at Target Field. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Kepler.
We also didn't think when we had that rain that it was going to be as nice as it is right now. It's turning into a beautiful afternoon.
I always had faith.
You're the glass half full guy.
Always. 2-2. And breaking ball missed a little bit low. And the count goes full on Santana. Three balls and two strikes. So Kepler worked a full count, ended up walking to lead off this inning, and now a full count on Carlos Santana. Savali brings home the pitch, and he missed up and away. So back-to-back walks for Savali to start up this second inning. And Eric Haas will head out to the mound and chat with the Brewers' right-handed starting pitcher. Savali made his start here about a month ago, a little over a month ago, in fact, against the Twins when he was with the Rays. That was on June the 18th. And it was a tough one for him. 3 2/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. So hoping to have a better outing here today, but a little bit of a tough start to this inning. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It is a sports fan's paradise over at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So now 2 on, and here's Brooks Lee. Young rookie for this Twins ball club, and he takes up and away. It's 1-0. And right now, Savali's missing up and away to these lefties. Two on, nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning, and now Savali steps off. Lee 6-1-205. Pops one up. Foul territory, third base side. That'll get out of play. And it's 1-1. He's 23 years of age. It was an 8th-round pick out of Cal Poly back in 2022. Playing in just his 13th game in the big leagues. 1-1. This is popped up. This one should stay in play. Foul territory. Hoskins giving it a look over by the Twins. Dugout, he makes the catch. And that is a huge first out for Aaron Savali. Now a ground ball could get you out of the inning as Austin Martin is the batter. Well, the new Fleet Rewards program has arrived at Fleet Farm. Enjoy special perks and find out how you can earn rewards fast to use on future purchases. Join today or sign into your account at fleetfarm.com/rewards. Martin went 0-for-3 off the bench last night for the Twins. First pitch to him is a little bit high. And it's 1-0. Does not seem like Savali is totally dialed in yet from a location standpoint. If you look at where Haas has been setting up and where some of these pitches have been finishing, 1-0, that one was right where they wanted it, right down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. So hopefully, like it is for so many starting pitchers, as the game goes on, that command will get dialed in a little bit more. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball right down the middle. He had Martin out in front of it. And it's 1-2. Savali looking for the escape hatch here in the second inning with two on and one out. 1-2 pitch. Missed a little bit high. It's two balls and two strikes. Martin, a former first-round pick of the Blue Jays back in 2020. He's the fifth overall pick. 2-2 is high, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Did not debut until this year with Minnesota. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing Savali. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Big ortho ASAP strikeout of Martin by Aaron Savali. And after back-to-back walks, he's gotten a pop-up. And now a strikeout. And he's an out away from getting out of this trouble. Little cutter off the plate, and Martin went after it. Here's Julian. First pitch missed inside with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Savali's had to throw some pitches in this inning, but a chance to get out of it in a 0-0 ball game. The 1-0 pitch. That is a strike at the very top of the zone with a two-seam fastball, and it's 1-1. Julian hitting just .211 on the year with 7 home runs and 17 driven in. Curveball missed low. And it's 2-1. He was just recalled yesterday when the Twins placed Correa on the injured list. .21 pitch. And that nailed the outside corner. Cut fastball at 87. Right on that outside edge. It just burned it. And now it's two balls and two strikes, and Savali a pitch away from getting out of it. Working from this stretch. 2-2 pitch. And that one missed outside. That's a quality miss, though, from Savali. Got the call on the edge, went just another inch and a half out there, hoping that Julian might chase. Julian was able to hold back on it. And now the count is full. Another full count for Savali here in this second inning. Up over 30 pitches. He's at 35. 3-2. There goes the runners. And that one missed outside and probably could have been called a strike by Sean Barber. That was a very good pitch as well. Looked like it clipped the outside part of the plate. And Chris Hook is on his way out to chat with Savali, who has walked the bases loaded but with two outs. Three walks in the inning for Aaron Savali. Trips to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. New era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. Video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise.
You know, Lane, it's not like Savali's been all over the place. In fact, all three of the walks, he's been ahead of the hitter. So he's been in and around the strike zone. Could have gotten strike three there. And you also have to give the Twins hitters credit for taking a lot of close pitches here this inning.
Especially that last at bat. His misses were small misses.
Yeah.
There's been a few times where Haas is set up, he's missed by a large margin. But he's still got a great opportunity to get out of this with no harm done. And he faces the number 9 hitter in Christian Vasquez, a veteran, the former Boston Red Sox, but a guy that struggled at the plate this year. And the pitch is down and away with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Vasquez did not play last night. He's hitting .196 on the year, 4 home runs and 16 driven in. Savali out of the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. And a line drive back up the middle on a hop to Terang. And his feed to Adames coming to the bag is wide. One run is in. A second run will score. And the Twins have taken a 2-0 lead. It was a line drive back up the middle, and Terang got to it on a hop behind the bag. Probably had time to go to first with it if he wanted to, but he tried to feed it to Adames, who was coming over to cover second, and retired Julian, and his feed to Adames, who was not that close to the bag, was wide. And two runs are in, first and second, two outs, and now here's Willie Castro. And the pitch, a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. They're going to call that a base hit and an RBI and then an error that allows the second run to score. 0-1 pitch hit him. Castro plunked in the back. And now the base is loaded again. I think I would have gone fielder's choice on that, but I'd have to see the replay again. Regardless, the only thing that really matters is the two runs scored on the play. And now Castro plunks in the ribs. And the bases are loaded for Trevor Larnach, and he is the eighth batter of this inning.
Yeah, the thing about it, Lane, Vasquez is not a very speedy runner. That was the play for Terang. Throw to first base, you would have had him. I'm not even sure, even if Adames caught his throw, I'm not sure they would have had Julian out at second base.
Well, Willie was probably five steps from the second base bag or around that area when he tried to feed him. I think a plant and a throw to first gets Vasquez at first base easily. Larnach takes outside of the cut fastball. It's 1-0. Pitch lined out towards right. Frelick going back on it. He's got a play though. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Twins score a pair of runs, and we head to the third inning. It's 2-0 Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Make this the summer to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever, with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Twins with a 2-0 lead as we head to the third inning. Hey, the Brewers will honor legend Ryan Braun as he's inducted into the Brewers Walk of Fame on the 28th of this month. Join the matchup against the Marlins as Braun will throw out the ceremonial first pitch in celebration. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Garrett Mitchell will lead off the third. And stepping in to call it for you, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Hey, that's next Sunday.
How about that?
A week from today, Brawny back at American Family Field. Well, Joe Ryan's got a two-run lead with which to work after the little mishap there defensively by Terang. And Ryan's retired the first six that he's faced. Here comes Mitchell, first pitch. In there for a strike. Fastball about belt high. It'll be Mitchell, Churio, and Haas. Bottom third of Pat Murphy's order due up against the right-hander. Wind up in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball got it by him. It's nothing in two. Mitchell was removed in extra innings last night for a pinch hitter. He went 1-for-3 with a double. The 0-2 pitch. Tried to check, but he committed. High fastball, and it's three pitches and a strikeout. Ryan coming at him with hard stuff. 93 on the gun. Well, that's three punch-outs in a row for the 28-year-old. In fact, he's now fanned four total and retired the first seven batters to come up against him. Jackson Churio now to the plate, and he'll take one in their first strike. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Sarah Mikrut, M-I-K-R-U-T, is the contestant. She's from Crystal Lake, Illinois. Strike two. Catches the outside corner to Jackson. Five pitches, five strikes in the inning. Sarah wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple here this inning. Visit WTMJ.com. Wind up in the 0-2. There's the first ball. Taken off the plate away by Churio. Jackson is continuing to wield a red-hot bat. Three hits, a couple of RBI singles in last night's extra inning win. 1-2 pitches right down the middle. He didn't swing. Didn't swing at all in that at-bat. And he struck out on four pitches. That's four straight strikeouts for Joe Ryan. And he's gotten eight Brewers in a row to begin the outing. Two out in the third of a 2-0 Minnesota lead. Here comes the number nine batter, Eric Haas. His sixth start as a Brewer. And he takes strike one on the lower outside corner with a breaking ball. Here it comes. High fly ball to left field is going to back up Martin onto the track. Martin at the fence leaps up. She is gone. Eric Haas, solo home run to get the Brewers on the board in the third. Boy, he has taken advantage of his time in the big leagues since the injury to Sanchez. He's been great when in there. That's his second homer. And it's a 2-1 ball game. That catcher, he packs a wallop. You remember watching him throughout spring training, and he hit homers time and again in the Cactus League. Didn't make the roster. Went down to Nashville, didn't pout about it. Was hitting very well with the Sounds, and then finally, after Gary Sanchez got injured, he got his opportunity. Bryce Durang took ball one low, so 2-1 is the lead. The 1-0 pitch, fouled on the left side, out of play.
What a luxury for the Brewers to have their third catcher be somebody with the experience of Eric Haas, the reputation of Eric Haas, and the ability to give you the production that Eric Haas has given them.
No doubt. 1-1 pitch is fouled again on the left side by Bryce Durang into the seats. First home run after the All-Star break for the crew. It's Eric Haas's second as a member of the club. That means another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. 1-2 pitch is squibbed out in front of the plate on the chalk first base side. There was contact with Terang trying to run by the catcher Vasquez, and Terang is called for interference, even though the ball ended up rolling foul. Then he's out. Home plate umpire Sean Barber makes the call. Interference on the batter, trying to run to first base out of the batter's box. Pat Murphy isn't so sure that was the right call. Frankly, I'm not either.
No.
The ball was going to roll foul, and it did. There was a little bit of contact. Terang on the catcher Vasquez. But the out is called, and that ends the inning. By the way, those $100 from Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, every home run, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates, there is a difference. So Haas goes deep, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers back within 2-1 as Aaron Savali goes back to work. It's the bottom of the third. Then Byron Buxton lines it foul wide of third base, leading off. Middle of the order for the Twins coming up. Buxton, Kepler, and Santana wind up in the 0-1. Just missed a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. The argument with Pat Murphy and home plate umpire Sean Barber over that interference call continued well into the break between innings. 1-1 to Buxton. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball fooled him 1-2. It never got very heated or animated, but it was a lengthy, what do you think, Lane, 60-second at least discussion. Then I think Pat Murphy had a right to be a little perturbed by that call. You had Terang squibbing what ultimately ended up being a foul ball, but he was called for interfering with the catcher. 1-2 pitch. Buxton takes just outside. Good pitch. But ball two.
I think the umpires ultimately know the rule book, and they probably apply it the way they are taught to apply it. Just in that moment with what went down, that just doesn't feel quite right, does it?
No. Fly ball is hit in the left center. Backing up on it is Mitchell. Back onto the track. Mitchell is watching it sail out of here. Into the bullpens, Byron Buxton gets the two-run lead right back for the Twins. It's his 10th of the season. It's 3-1 Minnesota here in the bottom of the third. The last inning when Savali gave up the couple of runs, it was due to four free passes, three walks and a hit batter. This time it was some damage. Buxton hits it out. His first hit of the series. Now with nobody on and nobody out, Max Kepler takes strike one. So 3-1, each team's hit a solo homer here in the third. Kepler walked to start the rally last inning. Savali with an 0-1. That's a strike. The very top of the zone with a fastball, nothing in two. The right-hander winds in the 0-2 pitch, very high. The thing about Byron Buxton has always been, can he stay healthy? Immense talent, close to five tools. But he's got to be on the field to help the Twins, and this year he has. 1-2 pitch, Kepler swings and misses, tied him up with a fastball in. Couldn't get the arms extended, and Kepler is gone on strikes, one out. That's the third ortho ASAP strikeout for Aaron Savali. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Now Carlos Santana, he also walked last inning, and he rips it on the ground. A foul ball, though, up the first baseline, nothing in one. Hit 11 homers with the Brewers the last couple of months. A season ago, pitched to him, swing and a miss. Kept the fastball out away from him. He's batting left-handed here. And Zavala gets ahead 0-2. Carlos was a big reason the Brewers won the division. Helped them pull away in the season's final month. 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. He was not with Milwaukee very long, but the time that he spent in that clubhouse, he made a great impression on everybody. 3-1 Twins, the 1-2. Lifted foul into the seats on the third base side by Santana. Third inning is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. 1 out, base is empty. The 1-2 again. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's 2-2. Skipped in a curve, did Savali. He rocks into the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted into left. This one's playable. Jackson Churio a few steps in. He is camped underneath it. Then he makes a two-handed catch. So now 2 outs after the Buxton home run. That brings up the rookie Brooks Lee. They collect Brewers gear for the ballpark or the beach. You can get the City Connect Hawaiian shirt giveaway next Saturday, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Be one of the first 30,000 fans through the gates next Saturday to collect it. Brewers.com/giveaways. Got all the info. Good curveball starts off Brooks Lee with strike one. It's going to be a busy weekend when we get home against the Marlins. 0-1 pitch, Lee takes up and in. Brewers are on a 5-game road trip to start play coming out of the All-Star break. We'll go to Wrigley Monday. The pitch outside, and it's 2-1 on the rookie Brooks Lee. Got Wrigley Field Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then that Marlins series begins Friday. Hope to see you back at American Family Field for the first time in the unofficial second half. 2 out. The 2-1. Lee took it low. It's 3-1. He popped out back last inning. Savali's 3-1 pitch. Lifted deep in the left center, but playable. Churio back into his left and well in front of the track. Able to make the catch again, and that ends the inning. Three in a row retired by Aaron Savali after a leadoff long ball. Byron Buxton into the bullpen. And it's 3-1 Minnesota after three full. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Bob, what are you planting over there?
Oh, hey, Tony, check out my Brat Farm.
Brat Farm?
Yeah, got some nice Usinger's Cajuns over there, some pre-cooked here, and my favorites, the Mr. Baseball's Brats right there by the canned corn.
Do you think they're actually going to grow?
Oh, you betcha. You should see some of the knockwurst I got out of here last year.
That's amazing.
Hey, this green thumb isn't just from foul tips, buddy.
I usually get my Usinger's Brats at the store.
If you can't grow them, buy them. Whatever works, man.
Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The
Be at American Family Field for this upcoming homestand. We told you about the Marlins coming next weekend, and then it is the powerhouse Braves, their one and only visit to Milwaukee, July 29th through the 31st. Don't miss your chance to see William Contreras take on his former team in a Braves squad that has been a postseason perennial. Get your seats now, brewers.com/tickets. NL East homestand coming up after this Wrigley visit. Brewers trail 3-1. We hit the top of the fourth, and Joe Ryan has only given up one base runner through three innings for the Twins. That was the home run by Haas. Aforementioned William Contreras, he's leading off and taking outside ball one. Josh Maurer and Lane Grindle. We had a 49-minute rain delay at the outset this afternoon at Target Field. 1-0 pitch. That's low on Contreras, ball two. Rained all morning. Finally cleared up right around the time of the originally scheduled first pitch. And we waited out about 15 minutes before we started. 2-0. Hit on the ground to shortstop. No one right at Willie Castro. Hardly had to move. He picks it and throws it. And Contreras is out by a few steps. Willie Adames and Sal Frelick to follow. There's no Christian Yelich for the Brewers today. His back is bothering him a little bit. Pat Murphy said they want to be extra cautious. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Pitch to Willie, fouled off. Got a piece of the catcher Vasquez on the way back. It's nothing and one. You can find Carbliss at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. The Damas was a strikeout victim his first time. Ryan's 0-1. Lifted foul on the right side and well out of play. Joe Ryan's got five strikeouts. Pitching on eight full days of rest. A week ago Friday in San Francisco, last time he had been on the mound. The 0-2 to Willie. Way outside on a breaking ball. Told you in the pregame show, Joe Ryan came to the Twins in exchange for Nelson Cruz. 1-2 pitch. Foul back into the screen. Good cut by Adames. With the one out, it remains 1-2. That was one of the, feels like umpteen times that Nelson Cruz was traded at the trade deadline. That time it was from the Tampa Bay Rays. Or to the Tampa Bay Rays, I should say. That's the organization that Ryan came from. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got Willie again. Split-fingered fastball and a beauty. He can make it six punch-outs for Ryan. Two gone. He's working with a 3-1 lead in the fourth. And Sal Frelick coming up to the plate. You know, normally they say never trade with Tampa, but it does feel like the Twins got the better of that deal. Pitch to Frelick. Comes in knee-high with a fastball. Nothing and one. Ryan's won 32 games in his now just about two and a half seasons in the Minnesota rotation. Really good right-hander. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted into left field, but drifting foul by Frelick into the seats, and he's behind 0-2. This is only the second game in his career that he's pitched against the Brewers. They saw him here about 2 years ago. Two out, the 0-2. Chopped on the ground softly to third. Moving left is Brooks Lee to field it. Throws it across in time to get Frelick. And that'll retire the side. Three out of the four innings, Ryan has retired them in order. He has set down 12 of 13 faced. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 3-1 Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Join the Brewers as they take on the Reds on August 11th for the return of Sesame Street Day. Bring the family and collect an epic Bert and Ernie bobblehead when you get a special theme night ticket. Grab your seat for the fun at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Minnesota, they'll bat the bottom third of their order against Savali in the bottom of the fourth. Austin Martin, Edward Julian, and Christian Vasquez are due. Let's get you a Sunday safe driving tip. It's brought to you by Schneider and their professional truck drivers. They tell you to slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. So take heed. Austin Martin struck out his first time. All three runs against Savali are earned. Even though there was an error charged to Bryce Terang on the two-run play back in the second inning. So here's the right-handed hitting Martin. The pitch came inside and it hit him on the arm. That's the fifth free pass handed out by Savali. Three walks and a couple of hit batters.
And the leadoff man has reached in every inning so far.
Not a good recipe. Brewer's thinking about challenging, but that certainly clipped him on the forearm, it looks like, watching the replay. So no challenge, or are they going to challenge this? They've already won a challenge today. They are. They're asking Jim Wolf, the crew chief, to put on the headset.
Yeah, it looked like it actually hit the knob of the bat. It looked like he pulled his left hand off and it got the knob of the bat, and the Brewers are challenging that this is a foul ball.
The first replay I looked at must have fooled me. It sounded like it hit bat, but the umpire, Sean Barber, immediately said it hit forearm.
Yeah, this is all knob of the bat, it looks like. Brewers should win another one.
Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. All replay reviews ordered today from Pella. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit them online at PellaWI.com.
After review, the call is overturned. It's a foul ball. Batter returns the bat. 0-1 count.
How about that? 2 for 2 on the challenges. Yep, thank you, Jim. Austin Martin back into the box, leading off the bottom of the fourth with a 3-1 Minnesota lead. He had gone to first base. He had discarded all of his armor. He's putting the shin protectors back on about midway between first base and home plate. Now he's got the elbow guards going back on. These guys wear more gear these days, I'm telling you.
You see it at all levels of baseball now, too. You see it in youth baseball, the kids with their oven mitts on. And it takes more time to get ready to hit than the actual at-bat takes.
So an 0-1 count, and Martin, the rookie, takes up and away from Savali. One ball, one strike. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Trusted Contractors. 1-1 pitch, Martin takes strike two. Good fastball. Construction Business Group, building Wisconsin together. My drive around the league today is going to be a drive to Cooperstown. 2024 Hall of Fame class being inducted this afternoon. Some big names in our sport getting enshrined as we speak. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss.
Breaking ball strikes out Martin for the second time. He is gone via the K. We thought for a moment he was hit by a pitch. Good challenge by the crew, and then an ortho ASAP punch out. The fourth for Savali brings up Edward Julian.